spreading the gospel throughout the world. It means daily listening to his call and obeying it when it comes. Now that's the tough part. Because obeying Christ means going against the grain of this fallen world, against the culture. It brings us into conflict with social trends, other people's desires, and even of our own sin-struck nature. We shouldn't be looking for these conflicts, but I guarantee that everybody in this room will have a conflict in life about their faith. And being truly, it will not always be easy. It can even affect our close relationships, as Jesus makes clear in the gospel passage. He makes us well known that not even family ties should hold us back from following him. And you know that your children sometimes drop from the faith, and there's division in the family about why aren't you a Catholic anymore. In the first reading, we hear how it's one example of how it was persecuted, and we talked about Jeremiah. Jeremiah's mission life is to be a prophet for God, to constantly remind the people of the Lord of Judah to trust God. And if they obey God's commandments and instructions, God will protect them. But unfortunately, neither the leaders nor the people wanted to hear that. Instead, they want to take matters into their own hands, fight their own battles, and arrange their own peace treaties. One thing that they didn't want to do was to depend on God and obey. Jeremiah would pray and receive instructions and inform the king. And then the king would do the exact opposite of what God asked. And then God would ask Jeremiah to issue warnings calling people to repentance, but they wouldn't repent. And through it all, Jeremiah was despised scapegoat. They spread lies about him, mocked him, burned his writings, and finally put him to prison. But that even didn't silence him. So they put him into a well. Simply because he was being faithful to what God was asking of him. Yes, choosing to follow Christ in the fallen world has its consequences, and God wants us to be ready for them. Christians have been persecuted ever since the time of Christ. All but one apostle, John, was martyred for the faith. All throughout, Christians have been persecuted for their faith, especially in England, where priests were hunted down and killed. Here in America, the early anti-Catholic sentiment was present. During World War II, to be a Christian in the Nazi regime was dangerous and outlawed, and usually were sent to a concentration camp. An example of that, this week we celebrated St. Maximilian Kolbe, his memorial, where he was a priest and sent to a concentration camp. And while he was there, he heard that one of the family members was called up to be executed. Maximilian Kolbe stepped forward and said, "Let it be me and not him." When Francis Yanukovych was in attendance at his canonization in 1982 by St. John Paul II. After World War II, the communist regime took over Europe. And I know in this own church, many of your relatives from Poland and Slovak countries came to the United States because of religious persecution. In the early 60s, the KKK movement and Christians and blacks were discriminated against. An example of that I found was a gentleman, Jonathan Daniels. He was an Episcopal seminarian in New Hampshire, went down south to help in the movement for civil rights. This is how his life ended. In August, he spent 6 days in jail after being arrested at a protest. And when he released on August 20, he and a white Catholic priest and two African American women tried to buy a soda at a nearby store. The way was blocked by white men and leveled a shotgun at one of the women. The rear sales Jonathan pushed her aside just in time to take the Vladimir Index for sub-Saharan African countries are listed among the 50 most dangerous in the world for Christian persecution. It's interesting that from the African